the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Brain attack, or stroke, is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. And strokes don't only impact the survivors of such attacks, they also affect the survivor's family and community. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Missouri State University's College of Health and Human Services is presenting a forum on the impact of stroke from 6 to 8:30 p.m. November 12th in the Plaster Student Union Theater. Dr. Maria Kennelly is a family nurse practitioner and a clinical assistant professor in Missouri State's nursing department. She said it is very important to recognize the signs of stroke and to seek immediate care.
A brain attack, which would be formally known as a cerebrovascular accident or a stroke, is the fourth leading cause of death. When a person starts to think, oh my gosh, I'm having a stroke, what do I do? They're going to start to feel numbness, tingling, weak on one side of their body. And the importance of that is that if they start to notice that, boy, the whole right side of my face is going numb and tingly, and when I smile, the right side of my face is flaccid, it's not moving, I can't move my arm, I can't move my leg, there's only a 3-hour window of opportunity available for that person to seek care in the emergency room. Because if this is a stroke due to some form of a clot, they need to be put on a thrombolytic type medication or a clot buster or blood thinner that's much stronger than an aspirin to decrease their risk and chances of having detrimental disabilities from the stroke.
Jackie Coons, resource development specialist in the College of Health and Human Services, said the November 12th forum will focus on what happens after a brain attack.
This year's forum is basically going to focus on the impact of stroke, the impact on the survivor, their family, and also the healthcare community. The forum is going to start with a survivor's story. And we wanted to start with the survivor's story just to give our audience an idea of what a stroke survivor has gone through. Then we're going to have a keynote address given by Dr. Brent Koger, who is a neurosurgeon and a neurovascular specialist at Mercy. And then following our keynote speaker, we will have a panel discussion that will include a physical therapist, a dietitian, a neuropsychologist, and another stroke survivor. So the primary goal, once again, is to focus on how stroke impacts lives in our community. And then also during the panel discussion, we will discuss how healthcare providers can work together in stroke recovery.
According to Kennelly, there are measures people can take to help prevent stroke.
Prevention measures would be including things such as keeping your blood pressure under control. Blood pressure is tasteless, odorless, symptomless. You don't know if you have high blood pressure or hypertension or not. And so it's very beneficial to make sure that you are going to the doctor and having that blood pressure checked, or else you're not going to know that that is a problem that you have. The second most important thing is if you are a diabetic, keeping your blood sugars under control. Blood sugars that are out of control do contribute to cardiovascular disease, both at the level of the heart and brain and at the level of sensation to your hands and feet.
Kennelly emphasized that recognizing the signs of stroke and seeking immediate treatment could save the victim's life or limit the severity of the damage.
The one thing that I would like to make known about stroke are the 5 most common signs and symptoms, so that if you or a family member starts to experience these, you know to call 911 immediately without waiting to see if this will pass. And that would be sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding others, sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, sudden dizziness, trouble walking, loss of balance or coordination, and a sudden severe headache with no known cause.
Brain attack, the impact of stroke, will be held from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Monday, November 12th in the Plaster Student Union Theater on the Missouri State campus. Parking is available in the visitor's lot on the corner of Monroe and National. Jackie Coons and Dr. Maria Kennelly from the College of Health and Human Services join me today. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.